Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide. Because in a world so full of chaos and madness and scumbaggery, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. My very special guest today is Mo Bedard, the Gnostic warrior. If you are an enemy of his, then you are truly a mofo.
good one. Wise guy, huh?
I'm not that wise, although I have been called that before. Anyway, Mo, would you please elucidate just on who you are and what it is you do?
Sure, definitely. My name is Mo, as you had mentioned. I got into the truth movement about 6 years ago or so when I started a website called loansafe.org. And it's a website here in America that helps people with their mortgages because there was a foreclosure crisis. And, you know, I had interviewed you yesterday, and I know you'd seen a gap in the market. You were watching Alex Jones, you know, and you were into what people were doing, and you wanted to do something yourself and create something. So you saw a need there in New Zealand. And I saw the exact same need here in America for a mortgage website that helps people through the foreclosure process. So I started a blog, and then that turned into a forum, and that turned into sort of a movement. And that's kind of led me to where I am now. And then I started the Gnostic Warrior, which is really just centered around knowledge, gnosis, which is knowledge of thyself, and then also exposing the secret mysteries and some of the magic that's being played on us right now as a society and a people.
Mm-mm-mm.
So that's a little bit of a
like
back.
Like the magic of money creation, for example. Man, I wish I could just make up $100 million.
Yeah, what people need to realize, and of course, running LoanSafe, my website with the mortgages, you kind of see what's going on. I've been there from the beginning in 2007 when the crisis started, and with the banks and the trillion-dollar bank out, them going to Congress and, you know, saying, hey, we need X amount of dollars to help some of these homeowners. And, you know, they promised, hey, yes, we're going to help the homeowners. And then turns out they did nothing to help the homeowners with that money. And it went to offshore banks. And Bernanke was being interviewed by the Senate. And he said, hey, we don't got to tell you where it went. It's none of your business. It went to banks. None of it went to homeowners. We don't got
Mr. Bernanke, where did all the money go? Forget about it.
Basically. So you see that time and time again, and you're in the thick of it, you know, and I know as yourself in the truth movement, and it's just one after the other, and you start deciding to pull the veil yourself and start looking behind, you know, the powers that be in the media and find truth yourself. And thank God for the internet. We could do that now and connect, you know, you in New Zealand, me here in America, but also to research, you could find out a lot of interesting things on the internet. And it seems like it's a no holds bar on truth and, of course, misinformation as well. And, you know, the Gnostic Warrior, my theory with that website is to cut through the bullshit and give the real truths of what's going out there and the magic and the esotericism that the magic trick that people are under, the magic of money, the magic of thy selfish, you know, just going after that next car, that next house, you know, that next lady instead of, you know, loving your wife, the woman that's next to you and the family that's next to you. It's always that next big thing outside of yourself. And I'm more of looking inside of yourself and empowering yourself and realize what's being played out there as far as the money goes and the corporations and, you know, the vaccinations and, you know, all these truths. Don't let it, you know, inundate you with fear, but use it as knowledge to be a warrior in the society, because it's really hard to escape it. It's almost impossible if you live, you know, in a country such as yourself in New Zealand and then me here in America, you can't really escape it. But my theory is that you could use that knowledge that we're gathering and be a warrior and defend it and still be happy. And, you know, as long as I'm not being put in a camp, and my family's not being threatened immediately as far as they're coming here with needles sticking vaccinations in them, we can still refuse them. You know, so there's a lot of things that I believe that we have as far as free will that I believe we could use and fight the system, you know, ourselves. And it starts with us, our families, and then, of course, with shows such as yourself that you're doing right now. I mean, you're you're educating millions of people. I mean, over the years, it's just, it's crazy. And I'm doing the same thing. I started with mortgages, and now I'm doing it more with the esoteric and the magic and the knowledge of thyself. And that's the big secret that they've been keeping from everybody. And I know you could see my shirt here. Do you know who that is, Vinny?
Baphomet.
You got it. And who do you think Baphomet is?
I think he plays for the basketball team, the New York Baphomets.
You got it. No, Baphomet, it's been, you know, the conspiracy out there is that it's Satan. It's a satanic symbol, and the Templars, the Knights Templars, worship Satan. And, of course, Baphomet would represent Satan. And actually, it's a representative of us. And that's the big secret. And that's what people need to realize is what you see is not what you get. And you know this, you know, your listeners, I know they know this. They're smart enough because they listen to you, and yourself is you always got to look behind the veil. So if they're telling you this is Satan, you know, it's not really Satan. I'm going to research into this and look into it. So I've done that myself, and I pretty much pieced everything together of who Baphomet is and the story behind it and everything. But it basically started out with an occultist named Elpheus Levi, who had drew the picture of Baphomet, and it was just a hieroglyph, and it represents us as man, and we're somewhat of a beast. You know, we're always fighting with that animal nature that we have, you know, and I fought with it a lot of my life, so I understand that from the drinking and the drugs. I've had problems with that. I was a chubby little fat kid for a lot of my life until later on, you know, so there was a lot of things that I could relate to as far as the beast inside of me. And, you know, the anger that I would have, you know, I've been in trouble with the law, I've been in fights and that kind of thing growing up in Southern California in not the greatest of neighborhoods. And so I understand that side, and it was always the side that brought me down. And they basically, the occultists and the esoteric, it's the occult, it's the hidden, you know, and that's what it's about. They hide things in plain sight. And what this is basically, this is a representation of man. This is the spirit. And these are actually two horns inside of our brain that are called the Amon's horns. They're the hippocampus. And they have a lot. You probably don't hear me. Can you hear me okay? I'm up there talking.
Yeah.
But anyways, it has to deal with our brain and a hippocampus. And that's where a lot of our memories and processing comes from. Everything comes from the hippocampus and the ancients.
I thought I saw something. Was that Baphomet thing that you got on your t-shirt wearing a Masonic apron?
This one was, yeah. This is actually it's a painting. It's a famous painting from a French anti-Masonic and anti-Catholic guy from France named Leo Paxil, who had wrote a book against anti-Masonry and stuff. So he took it as an anti-Masonic, you know, they worship Satan. So that's where the worship of Satan comes from. So I told you where Baphomet had came from. The original drawing was from Elpheus Levi, who was an occultist. And then later, this guy comes in, and he's anti, you know, the Masons and anti the Templars and anti this. So he says, hey, this is Satan. This is, they worship the devil. So that is where the conspiracy started, right here with Leo Paxil. And it's basically, The Mysteries of Freemasonry Unveiled was the book he had wrote, and it's Les Mysteries de la Franc Macarena. I can't say it really that great, but Baphomet, actually, it's Latin, spelled backwards. It's Tem of Ab, and in Latin it means Temple Omnum Hominum Pada Abba. It's Father of the Temple. Father of the Temple is it's us. We're the fathers of the Temple. And what people don't understand is that's where our power comes from. It comes from within. And that's what the religions and everything have been hiding from mankind for, you know, the past 2,000 years. You know, they conceal it in their, they do have it in the Bible. They have a lot of esoteric teachings that people don't understand that teach you about this, but it's really knowledge of thyself. And they've been keeping that. It's, you know, go to the preacher, go to the church and find out about everything. Go to church to be saved, you know, go to work to earn money, go do this, go do that. It's never here. It's never inside. And that's where really our power comes from. You know,
go to the lodge to be saved. Go to Bohemian Grove to be saved.
Correct. I'm not a Freemason, so you know I'm not a Freemason. I'm not a member of any kind of society or anything. I study it very religiously because I want to know who's ruling us, and I want to know some of the secrets. And right now, I believe we live in the apocalypse. And what you know, some
the
people
revealing of great truth.
Correct. It's the apocalypse is the unveiling is what it means. And what people don't understand is that we're really under the spell of ISIS. And it's really hard to explain in an hour. Maybe we could do it in another show. But basically, ISIS is she's an ancient Egyptian goddess. She was a goddess, a Sumerian goddess, Ishtar, Ashtar. And that's who we celebrate Easter now. And that's where it comes from. Easter is a derivative of Esthor. And that was an old English word, and then it developed into Eastern. It's a fertility goddess cult. And that's what the Catholic religion basically is. It's the cult of Isis. And we're under her veil. And that's who you see, like, when you come to New York Harbor. Who do you think's holding that statue?
Columbia.
It's a statue of Isis. It's Columbia. It's all the same. You know, it's... It's just, you know, that's the big thing. We're just under that spell. And, you know, I want to wake some of the people up that understand this and want to look further into it. And I have the kind of love-hate relationship with the society, and I think you do too, you know. But I've researched, you know, our world for the past 3,000, 5,000 years, and we've lived through some hell. You know, we're on radio here. Sometimes I say some words that I shouldn't, but we've been through hell. And we're actually, what we're going through now is like nothing compared to what our ancestors have been through and what they had to live through constantly, day in and day out. I'm not saying it was like that constantly, but literally 5,000 years of war.
I heard something real funny, bro. Like, you know, back in the days of real actual serfdom, when there was like a lord and everybody else was the slaves working on the plantations in England and what have you. Apparently, they only worked 3 days a week. And it was for 4 hours a day, and all the food that the lord had access to, like duck, geese, and things of that nature, you know, lamb and everything, they also had access to. So who's more enslaved now?
Yeah, no, I know there's been societies in different periods over the last umpteen thousand years. Who knows how long we've been here? We're kind of born into a conspiracy where it's, you know, we're kind of born upside down, and you kind of got to have to look at the world that way. What you're told is not what you get. Hey, look at that. That's not really that. It's really this, you know, kind of thing. But it's, you know, something that we need to realize that we're born into, and it's this massive kind of conspiracy. And sometimes, you know, sometimes I look at it and it's almost for our own good. I don't think all the bad things are, you know, that you talk about and the things that you're doing. I completely disagree with that. I think anything non-free will is nothing the power should do. So I don't know what they're spraying on us up top, but I've been looking at that for 3 years, you know, and I've seen the videos and I've seen you talking about it and, you know, constantly doing your activism for it there in New Zealand, you know, and I've done my videotapes here, and it's almost like you're powerless against some of the things, you know. And then I realize I'm not dying. It's like they're doing something genetically to us, you know. And you know, I know I'm kind of getting into the DNA part, but a lot of that has to play in who we are as well. And that's kind of the big secret. Is there's been kind of like a 3,000 to 5,000 year war, and I feel we're kind of coming to the end of that, the culmination. And we might either see that, you know, that rumor, the conspiracy of Albert Pike, the Third World War, or that might just be the BS to kind of keep us in fear and keep us down. And we actually might just be moving towards a better place eventually. But I know it's ugly right now. And I think the truths, you know, with these shows are going to help us in understanding what they're doing, but not let it bring us down and be more of a warrior. And, I believe money is a tool that we could use because they use it against us. So I believe money could be good and it could be bad. It could be bad if you sell your soul for it and you are away from your family all the time and you do things that you normally wouldn't do for money. I'm talking about making money and lots of money in the right way without selling your soul to Satan or whatever you want to call it. And there's ways to do that. And I believe the power comes within us. And a lot of us in this movement, we kind of look out to everybody, you know, for the answers, when really the answers are within. And we got to use that, and we got to do things, you know, like you're doing. You don't have time for a lot of things because you're busy creating. And I'm almost the same way, and I'm getting busier now that I started the things on Gnostic Warrior, and I started a little podcast radio show. And it's a lot of work, but it's gratifying. It gratifies my soul, you know, to produce this work. And I feel that's what we're here for. You know, that's what Vinnie Eastwood is here for. You're here to serve people. You're here. This is your church. You know what I mean? You're in your room and you're broadcasting to thousands of people every week, and millions of people have seen and heard your show. So it's incredible.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you don't need to feel helpless. You know, I was just thinking, like, chemtrails do kind of make you feel a little bit helpless. It makes me feel like I'm the Mujahideen and I don't have Stinger missiles that were given to me by the CIA yet, so I keep getting gunned down by helicopters from the frickin' Russian military. That's what chemtrails are right now. Where are my Stinger missiles, y'all? We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.